You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We went into a few places, if the issur of fast on Shabbos is a derayis or not. Right, so let's start, we'll just skip over those that are negeya. Nishba levat l'mitzvah, in other words, you can't make a shvua to be vat l'mitzvah. Ketzav. Kagoin shenishba shelo yis'atev betzitzis. Person makes a shvua that he won't be mis'atev betzitzis. Shelo yilbish tefillin, shelo yesh v'sukah, v'lo yechol matzah. So you see, that's called bimavat mitzvah. Or she is ane b'shabbos is yamim tovim. That'll fast on Shabbos and yamim tovim. V'chein kol ki yaitzu b'zeh. Anything like it. So, zok the Rashba, mashik asafta. The shoyel asked like this. Shekos arbeinu moish b'mazel. That's how many Rishonim used to call the Rambam Ram b'mazel. Arbeinu moish b'maimin zochein v'ach. Shanishbol is anes b'shabbos. That's what the Shul says. You see from the Rambam that the Shul is not chal to mivat l'mitzvah derabanan. Because fasting on Shabbos, what's the issur divrei seifim? What does it mean? Why is it divrei seifim? Because the Shul, l'chair, didn't know where is there an issur exactly to fast on Shabbos midraisa. Why aren't you allowed to fast? What is it that you're doing wrong? So now, you'll tell me, what do you mean, and Yom Tov? So this you can also clear why. Because the Pshat is a Zoy. Let's talk about what on Yom Tov. Are you allowed to fast on Yom Tov? No. What is it that's mechayev you to eat on Yom Tov that you can't fast? You'd say, well, over there it says, v'samachta, right? So what about Oynik Shabbos? So that's what we'll see. We spoke about maybe Oynik Shabbos is written in Yeshayah. It's a mitzvah medivrei kabbal. It's not a mitzvah medivrei term. But simcha is. So first of all, you have to know if that's true. If simcha means to eat, yeah. So you'll say, yeah, there's a gemara. Ain't simcha l'basa, ain't simcha l'biyayin. Okay, very nice. Does that mean it's a deraisa dikadid? It's mashim the Rishonim not that way. And the Ran, the Rashba, and Sukkah, they say, because it's based on a certain gemara, that doesn't necessarily have to be your food. Chazal would, you know, it could be midraisa, you could be aitsa, with clean clothes, as long as you're besimcha. You have to do something that gives you besimcha. Because the gemara goes to a certain shakvatai, and the gemara says, mesamchai, just using the lashon gemara, right now we don't have to know the background of the gemara, mesamchai beksus nikiya. It's mashing the gemara there, that you do things that make you happy. Right? There's an Indian of simcha. And the simcha doesn't necessarily have to express itself. It could be midrabanan, yeah. It could be mitzvah min amufcha, yeah. But not necessarily that there's a din deraisa to go ahead and eat.
How about l'sasser? L'sasser.
What do you mean?
Every din derabanan.
Yeah, they're good. So that already, that's the shaila. Do you say that the rabbanan made the din, that they can be, make the shvua not be chal? That's the question, really. Which we're not going into, but that's the question. So look what the Rashba says. Interesting, the Rashba says, yeah, you have to eat on Yom Tov Deraisa. But look what he says. He braces all on a Gemara, Ef Shaloyma, Shu Sover. He says, Ef Shaloyma. He's not being Machriya. Shu Asal Asanas Deraisa. You have no right to you to Shoyal. Because maybe it's Deraisa. Is it Deraisa? Midarmim, Mabrochas, Ma'ata, Shabbos, of Yom Tov. Da'akocha, Ochal, Ochanam. The Gemara says, if somebody forgets to say Yalav, V'Yavai, or Retzei on Shabbos, so he forgets to say Yalav, V'Yavai on Yom on Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to go back. Why? Because you're not mechuyev to eat. What aren't you mechuyev to eat? So Taisa says, what do you mean? You are mechuyev to eat. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Means you're not mechuyev to eat pas. Right? So the next time you tell your wife you have to have a Rosh Chodesh Suda, tell her this Gemara and she'll tell you you don't have to eat pas. But an Indian, yeah. You know, yeah, it could be there's an Indian. There's an Indian, right? In Torah it says, mitzvah laharbeis ba'oichlin. Beresh Chodesh, right? Mitzvah laharbeis ba'oichlin. So Chassidim used to say that you could read laharbeis doesn't mean foods, eaters. Maybe it's an Indian to get. That's why many people get together. You see, Shaul HaMelech, right? After we read on Macha Chodesh, what did he do? He used to get together. David HaMelech used to sit by his tish. He used to make tishes on Resh Chodesh at least, and people used to get together. Okay, but you're not mechuyev to eat pas. Mashenke Shabbos. And Yom Tov, you have to eat pas. The Gemara says, if you forget Yalav Yavai on Yom Tov, you have to go back. First, nobody fall asleep in the middle because you'll get the wrong halach. Okay, please. Okay, now, Rishonim ask, what do you mean you have to eat on Yom Tov? What do you mean you have to eat on Yom Tov? The Gemara in Sukkah says that we paskin on Sukkahs, all you have to eat is one meal in the Sukkah, the first night. One meal, I'm just using the word meal, Suda, the first night you have to eat. Why? Because it says, Chamishasa b'chaga matzahs, and on matzah we know be'erev toichu matzah, we know for sure, all of us hopefully know, the first night of Pesach, it's not just a Sudas Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah matzah, we make a bracha. Al achilas matzah, mitzvah to eat matzah that night, right? Mitzvah that you have to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah deraisa we paskin nowadays. So even though we have no Korban Pesach, but you have to eat it. So it says chamishasa b'chag sukkis. So we make gzereshava tezvav tezvav. And since we make gzereshava tezvav tezvav, we say the first night of sukkis, we also have to eat in the sukkah. In other words, the first night of sukkis, not just a suda that you happen to eat in the sukkah because you eat on sukkahs. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah bread the first night. A component, the din is you have to eat bread. That's the din. You have to eat bread. Sayan Pesach, Sayan. So now, so some Rishonim say, in a chanami, if you forget Yalav Yovai on Yom Tov, you do not have to go back. The Gemara says you do have to go back. Let's talk about specific Yom Tovim, Pesach and Sukkahs by night. Again, don't fall asleep because that's how we paskin. The din is we go back every Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov, if you forget, Yom Tov, who remembers Rav Kivega's psak? Not for Nashim. Rav Kivega wants a taina, women don't have to go back because they're not chayven eating on Yom Tov and only Yom Tov because the mitzvah says she's mine grandma. Except the first night of Pesach because they're chayven to eat matzah. That's Rav Kivega's famous psak. He says in Tshuvas, first Tshuva. And the first, interesting, somebody recently pointed out to me, it was always muddling to me, the Tshuva starts with this Shaila, that they benched and they forgot to say Yalav Yava. So what's the din? So a certain Rav Tevel, Sheikhid Abaydik, Rav Kivega says, a certain Sheikhid Abaydik says, he remembers many years ago it happened when he was in the Rav of the Königsberg, and he told him not to go back. Not to go back. So Kivivega says, okay, he probably forgot that was Rosh Chodesh, and I didn't realize the difference between, like the Gemara says, and then he goes into this whole Chiddush. So, it always bothered me, like, what is he quoting this Reb Tevel for at the beginning, about that, you know, like Keilu, it's a Mufurshi Gemara, you didn't have to. So somebody said, you see, if Kivivega started whole safe with a chesed, he put in a certain Sheikh Baidik who said, a certain psak, you know, he was wrong, but he wanted to give him, put him into Tshuvas of Kivega. Okay, maybe if it's true, it's true. I don't know. It's like a mud and he puts it in. So the Kivega, and in Shulchan Aruch he says this. Mishabur does not bring it, which is highly unusual. Kivega is a psak that Mishabur shouldn't bring in Aruch Chaim. So it's Mashiach, Mishabur did not open it. And Shlomo Zalman says different reasons why maybe we would argue. But that's the, I think the minig is women do go back. But Koponim, most Rishonim hold that no, you have to eat. And you have to eat a Gemara in Sukkah that says you don't have to eat. It means you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. If it rains, you can eat outside. That's all the Gemara means. There's other terutz. But upon him, Taisus says, Taisus Taras was, it's talking about Sukkahs and Pesach. Meaning that these Rishonim are saying that as far as eating bread, there's no Chiv Medaraisa or maybe even Darabanan to eat bread on Yom Tov. Because the Gemara says you don't have to go, you only have to go back on Yom Tov, and these Rishayim are learning, the Taisa are learning. It means Sukkahs by night, Pesach by night because of Matzah, and Sukkahs by night because of the eating the first night. Okay, so the Rashi is Meramis to that. So he says, take a look, the Gemara says, Shabbos Yom Tovim, you have to eat. Ama Shabbos is Sarach Lecho Pasma Deraisa. This din is Deraisa. Now the only Deraisa he found that you have to eat on Yom Tov is Pesach and Sukkahs by night. Otherwise, that's what he's saying. You're going to tell me Simcha? That's the Rashba's Shitase. The Rashba says in Sukkah that the din of Simcha, Basa Yain, that's Mitzvah Min HaMufcha. It's not clear what that means, Mitzvah Mufcha. Is it Darabonin? Is the rice it's better? Is it mean is Avad, you got to make yourself more B'Simcha, so it's a Mitzvah Mufcha. But with the rice, even if you wear a clean shirt, he says over there, if you're happy, if you make a clean shirt, it's good enough. But so the only Mitzvah, the rice he can find is to eat Pas, is Pesach by night. So he said, but since that's the Raisa, and Shabbos is also that way, must be Shabbos is the Raisa too to eat Pas. And he doesn't tell us where he knows it from. Alma, let's foresee. B'Shabbos etzach lecho pas midoraisa. Dumya diyam etayvim. V'ahi de Megillah tainus. Now me after my time, I have the sefer command over everyone else. Some nishkas shabbos from una. Okay, whatever. That by kuponim he says that there's a din deraisa. It doesn't tell us where. Now, so I'm just gonna more focus on this. Meanwhile, because we later on we talk about if there's a din. Of look at number four for a second. We see Kosov Shem Rajba, Shekosov Ravs al She'ev Shaloima, Shesov Shul Sesanjra, Ein al Indianism. He says, Efshal, no, the Rajba, he's Medaik in that Lashon we said. Efshalim. The Rajba's not Kaver Mismaris. He doesn't make a peg on it that says it has to be. Right? And we mentioned a Magad Misha that has a Girsa, Ein Oinshim Meshabbos, Ein Misanin Meshabbos. Right? But it's not clear where it is. Now look at six. Let's proceed. A guy made a neder that he won't fast on Sunday or Tuesdays called Yomav, and one of those days was Yom Tov, Erev Yom Kippur. He has to fast the Shavuos Chal. In other words, like this. Let's just explain that for a minute. The din is what we said before. You can't make a shvua against a mitzvah in the Torah. But bekoilil, that's what we pass. Bekoilil means like this. If a person will say, I'm not going to eat matzah the night of Pesach, right, or the kazayis, it's not chal. You can't go against the Torah. But if it says, I'm going to make a shvua, I'm not going to eat matzah the whole year, the whole Pesach, the whole, the month of Nisan, then since the shvua is chal on days when it's not a mitzvah, it's chal also on the mitzvah. That's called Issa Koyla. If a person will make a mitzvah, I'm not putting tefillin and not going on my head. He can't do that. But if he says 7 days a week and we paskin Shabbos no mitzvah tefillin, since it's chal on Shabbos, that in other words, if he sees tefillin on the floor and the din is minadin, you're allowed to put them on Shabbos that they shouldn't be, to carry them, so they shouldn't be mevuzah, he can't do it because he made a shvua. That's the din. The Rambam's saying that if a person made a shvua not to eat Sundays and Tuesdays, and those days are chal, Yomim Tovim, Erev Yom Kippur, and so forth, then it's chal. The Poga Bar Chanukah Purim, Yitcha Nidrom Ne Yom Eilu, Oil V'Asalotzum Behem, is Medivre Sefer, Arayin Tzvichin Chizuk, the Chazal made that that the shvua shouldn't be chal, but it should be shal and shvua. Why? Because you mevala mitzvah the rabbanon. Meaning he's saying, so avada we have no raya that the raisa is that Shabbos, because he's talking about Sunday and Tuesday, it's not Shabbos. But Yomim Tovim, you see, according to Rambam, is the chayr deraisa. The question is exactly what the Issa Resh Chaydish is, Masha deraisa, Erev Yom Kippur. We have a drasha in the Gemara, other place the Rambam is Masha. He doesn't hold it a drasha, but whatever it is, it's Masha Kalah that Yomim Tovim is deraisa. Okay, and we brought other Rishonim, also Mashva, that Shabbos, for instance, the Ritva, the Gemara says that a person, the Mishnah says, Lametes Malach Zabarim Chosa Achas, and then lists still 40. The Gemara asks, what do you have to tell me 39? If you count, it's 39. So we know there's a din of Malachas Machalkas, meaning like this. Let's just first give a little background. If a person will eat Chalev, he doesn't know it's also to eat Chalev. Eats it once, eats it twice, eats it three times. The din is he's only chayv one carbon, because carbonus, you're not chayv for doing the action. Carbonus, you're chayv for doing the action without knowledge. It's halama. Or is it, he doesn't know the issa. So the reason he ate chaylev now, chaylev an hour later, and chaylev 2 hours later, is for the same reason. He doesn't know about chaylev. Right? Oh, but if he ate chaylev, and he was boiling nida, so why is chayv two? One is for not knowing chaylev, one is for knowing nida. However, on Shabbos, so that's some Gemara learns off of Pesukim. One would think that if a person writes on Shabbos, right, a person chayvish on Shabbos, koitz Shabbos, he's only chayv one carbon. He didn't know the issa of malacha. Gemara learns out, no, each malacha is a different helm. He didn't know koitz, he didn't know zareya, and so forth. So the Mishnah tells us that even if he does 39 behelam echas, right, he's chayv 39. He's chayv 39 different carbonis. So Gemara says, but in order to have a helam, you have to know the Shabbos. A person like the Gemara says, if it's a tinik shenishba bein umas, he's a tinik, that's where the terminology tinik shenishba. He doesn't know anything. Well, gershin is gaya bein umas, which is madna. What do you mean? Who made him a ger exactly? What kind of bezin did he find exactly there in Beina Umas? But whatever it is, he became, you'll find somebody. He's Magayim something. It's very Madna Gemara. Who was Magayim Beina Umas exactly? But Akoponim, I mean, the Rashi says, Yardol is Gai, right? But Akoponim, the din is that he's not Chayv 39 because by him, the reason he writes and the reason is because he doesn't know about Shabbos at all. That's called the Helam Shabbos. Somebody doesn't know about Shabbos. This guy knows about Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, what does he know about Shabbos? He doesn't know 39 Malachas. Right? He doesn't know 39 Malachas. So Gemara comes out, he knows Tchumen Aliba Derbi Kiva. Tchumen Aliba Derbi Kiva. Knows it's the rice. There's something about it. There's a Malacha. In fact, we shine him. What do you mean? What about if he knew Kiddush? This? So Shem said, that's not called knowing about Shabbos. You can't just know the mitzvahs of Shabbos. You have to know there's an Isser on Shabbos. Not just knowing that Shabbos is a nice day and you make Kiddush. You have to know the Loisah. So that's what the Rishayim say. But in the Ritva, if you look at the Ritva, the Ritva is Lashon. The Yodel HaShabbos B'mai, Pirish Ein Yedil HaShabbos Nei Kiddush V'Avdolah V'Oinik Achila Em Ein Yodeh Einen Shvises Malach Sh'ika. But you see, he says, Kiddush, okay, Kiddush is the Raisa, that's for sure. Havdalah, we saw the Rambam Shita. The Havdalah is the Raisa we've seen, right? Because it's learned after Kiddush. The oineg, oh, so he says clear that there's a mitzvah of oineg achila. That's a deraisa dikadin. The Ran also in Pesachim. The Ran in Pesachim, so it says over there, erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Right? You're not allowed to eat erev Pesach, mishum, because it shouldn't take away a terrible matzah. Frek the Gemara, my ear, you mishum erev Pesach. I arve shabbosis, a yamim tovim, also you're not allowed to eat. That's what Yudah says. So when it says according to Yaisi holds that you're allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos a meal, but Erev Pesach Mishum Matzah, he agrees. Look at the Ran's Kasha. Va'afagav, what do you mean? Mitzvah Oinik Shabbos Nami Deraisahu? There's also Mitzvah Oinik, so what's the difference fasting Erev Shabbos, not eating on Erev Shabbos, not eating on Erev Pesach? Hasam Lopakta Achman Achila Behedja. It doesn't say no mitzvah Behedja explicitly to eat. El Lakada Shabbos La'angoy. If it's not going to give him oinig, if a person is throwing up food, rachman slan, or a person can't partake of food, they give him what's called intravenous or through the stomach. He can't. The person has no rachman slan, like you see the sick people. He said that's not, you're not going to. He's not mechuyev to eat on Shabbos, right? He's mechuyev to keep alive. I'm saying, let's say he doesn't eat on Shabbos. He's not. That's not called oinig. Eating is not an oinig. So that Chazal only made. Where there's a mitzvah, you know, it's matzah, it doesn't matter if the person doesn't enjoy the matzah. He has to eat matzah, of course. If he's sick, then you have to ask shailas. But if he can, you know, force himself to eat, even though he doesn't enjoy it, he has to do it. Mishumachem Rabbi Yaisi, Doichav Ahilachat Shetachshu. That's why Erev Shabbos. But Tmash and these Rishayim, that Oinig is a deraisa. Right? I had a Rambam. So we went into Chsam Sefer, basically, and the Chsam Sefer says that even though Oinig is written in Divrei Kabbalah, but it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Navi couldn't be. That's where we went, and we saw Mishnah Berurah that way. V'hine, v'fi Masha Kosev Abit. So Akoponim, you see the Ashitas that hold that Oinig is the Raisa. Notice that Shaila, if the Rambam holds it the Raisa, could be the Chiv is Oinig. Could be the Chiv Oinig. As far as Yomim Toivim, the Rashba was saying that there's Yom Tov just Achilas Pass because we said before of Matzah, which is Masha's no Oinig. So Ein Achanami. The Avishayim, Miri says it. He says, Oinig is only on Shabbos. Could be that's what the Rashba means. Could be Shabbos, you have to eat Pasuk. You're asking for what's Chiva? Oinig. I Yom Tov too. So what are you going to come to Matzah? And could be there's no Oinig on Yom Tov. Could be there's no Oinig on Yom Tov at all.
He says, but for
right? All right. Yeah. So now, what?
He says, but for Russell,
Shabbos, Oinig. Exactly. The Rambam says, oh, so Basu again.
He means with bread?
No. Oh, that's the Vart. No. So that's also that first Shuva V'Kiveger. Over there, Rabbi Kivega says that even if you say, that's a shaila. We said before that women don't have to go back for benching, right? Women don't have a quote of Kivega. Why don't they have to go back for benching? Because they're not chayv to eat pas, because only Yom Tov is a mitzvah. It says, aye, but simcha, there's a mandamah, and it could be one pshat in the Rambam that women are chayv, because it says, ato veisecha, right? And the shas could be that women are chayv to eat bread, to eat that al simcha. Zokta Kivega. That is not bread. That is basi, like you said. Whatever simchim, let's say basi, yain.
Also, who's
the garden?
Yeah. I'm saying, in other words, even if you say in the Rambam it's mashiv, there's an inyan to eat basa, But by the way, Stam, it's good to know, Mechaba, very unusual. Mechaba argues on the Rambam. He asks Akash even on the Rambam. You're not mechuyif to eat basa on Yom Tov, the Mechaba says. You're not mechuyif to gum fleshies. Paiskim say, as the Rambam you should, but if you're going with the Rambam, it could be you have to eat breakfast too. Yayin you have to have by every. That's really, I told many times that this, Shlomo Zalman used to visit his Mechut, Rav Yashu used to visit him, and it was every Yom Tov was that way. He used to have a bottle of grape juice on the table of Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Yashu used to come in, he says, Ein simcha l'b'yayin. He says, b'chazal, but this is called yayin. He says, but it has to be simcha. In other words, chazal mechayv you to have yayin, because of simcha. Does it mean the yayin has to give you simcha? Drinking grape juice does not give you much simcha. I mean, the alcohol gives you simcha, makes it besimcha. That's no. But on the other hand, chazal said yayin itayin. It's as long, it's an expression, so people use yayin. Well, kapon, that's the shot. But basa, the Rambam, it's the Rambam says. The Gemara says, bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim, ein simcha ala basa kotshim. Right? So the Rambam paskins ain't simcha b'basav ain't simcha b'yayin. So the Beis Yosef says, the Gemara says not the way, only basa kachim. So kivega then the Gemara teichan su, he gives him simit to look in the Yamsha Shlema. Yamsha Shlema asks, says the Beis Yosef asks his kashi, and we know the Yamsha Shlema wrote a sefer against the Beis Yosef. That's the sefer, and he writes somebody, he calls him the Karoi, and he says that. That the reason that the Rambam says is because he learned Pshat in the Gemara that ain't simcha le basa kotchim. But now that we have no basa kotchim, the basa itself can't give you enough simcha. It has to be together with the ayin. Mm-hmm. So therefore, many places can say you should have simcha le basa v'yayin. That's what the okay. But a kaponim, so that would not. So if Kivega says that the din is with his raya, is married to Karaya. It's because, but we paskin that if you forget to say on Cholam Moed Yal V'Yavoy, Mechaba paskins you don't have to go back because Vayis says you don't have to eat bread. I the Zuchas Din of Simcha on Cholam Moed. So you see, Simcha is not Mechayev you in bread. However, there are Rishon who say, like you're saying, that the Taisir Rosh, others Mishmur himself, Taisir Chosid quotes. I think the Taisir Chosid, it's really a Rosh also that could be Simcha's Mechayev in bread. But we're saying, we're going with that, if the chiv is not that way, you see from the Rajbo, and yet there's a chiv oinig, so how come there's no chiv oinig on Yom Tov? It's vice dice, right? They shouldn't have called his name of Sefer, oinig Yom Tov, right? The oinig Yom Tov is only called to the Rambam, that Sefer. His name was Ab Yom Tov. Ab Yom Tov was a married big goyim. But Akopam, Meir Simcha, we're going to say Meir Simcha, he says, I heard from my shver, but the... it's a known thing in the, by the base Salvatics that they used to say that the Meir Simcha held. Meir Simcha had Gevaldige Tzaris. He had a daughter that was demented. Mamish demented. That was the only one daughter that he had. And even though she got married to an Adam Godel who had a big mum and he couldn't live with her, he got divorced. But he asked him to be his son-in-law. It should always be his son-in-law. And Kachavra, on his grave, I saw pictures of his grave, it says, Chasna de Bey in the sea of Meir Simcha. So he used to say, I would have had married, I could have been, who knows, if not for Tzaris. So he held always that the Tzaris came because when he was first got married, he lived in Bialystok. His father-in-law was from Bialystok. And he was there 18 years, 18 hours a day, totally. And it wasn't incredible. He was in 18 hours, they just sat and learned 18 hours. They said, all this farm in Bialystok were full of notes, of his notes. So the Rav gave a drusha, Pesach, and, you know, a drusha meant in learning. And he used to, as I say, hack up in the middle, start asking kashas. So he held, he gave him Chalisha Sadas. Even though Chalila, he didn't have a kapada, like, you know, but still, it gave him a Chalisha Das, and he had all the sufferings that he had was because he gave the, you can imagine how big the Yom Tov was, that he got such, that's Chalisha Das. All right, let's see this Arsa Meach upon it. Hine, Lefi Mashikosav Hamabit B'Kiyot Sefer. So, Mabit says, the Bishabis me'es la'es, Laila v'yomtif osim in a Torah l'sanis. The Isser is to fast 24 hours. Aval b'yoyim b'lvad, eino osim in a Torah. It's not osim in a Torah. U'lachay mutal l'sanis tainas chaloyim. So that's the head of the tainas chaloyim. Why? Because tainas chaloyim is usually you slept at night, you woke up in the morning, and now you want to fast for a day. So that's mutal, that's not an Isser d'raisa. It's just an Isser d'rabbanan. That you could do. B'yayim b'lvad ain't awesome at the Torah. Chayn mutal sanas tainas cholam b'shachas. Yitach loyma. Says my dear. Mishum achi ratzel Rebbe lakor Tisha B'av shchali rak Tisha B'av. We see rak Tisha B'av because we know Rebbe wanted Tisha B'av of chal b'shabbos. The Gemara says he says hoyel v'nitcha nitcha. Since he can't fast on Shabbos, no Tisha B'av that year. Okay. What happened to Yitzayim B'tamas 3 weeks before? Was Yitzayim B'tamas also fell on Shabbos? He says akadam sechal gam b'shabbos. Mishum detainas Tisha B'av nitcha min atayit. That you could tackle. Shume'es la'es also l'sanas m'atayit. Lachain, so it sounds like he's saying is that could be you could have fasted on this, so it could be that's really chal. It's real chal, except we say no, don't fast it. But you, you could. So if there's a mitzvah divrei kabbalah, why should it be doicha? So even though you fasted on Sunday, he doesn't mean they fasted on Shabbos. He means to say that since it was chal on Shabbos, because Chazal say don't fast it on Shabbos, then you can have a din tashlumin. Aval, because if it's not chal, there's no din tashlumin. He says, "Mishum the tish tainus tishu of nitchum in the toshem esay sozor lechein sabah hoyv nitchav." Shem mitzaymes tainus we are mutim in the toshem shavus lo nitchat tainus vatoyve lekach masalin lemacha. Venira dezet tam shehivi a beisayse b'shem abudram the ilu chal chesar b'tevus shabbos ayim masan. Mishum deksib etzma yemzeh v'zeh mishum the tainus l'yom levad enos. Okay, it's a very shein of art. Question is, what is it going to do with b'etzma yemzeh? Stam say you're allowed to fast because you're allowed to fast. What do you mean b'etzma yemzeh? So that's what we started talking about. That could be the Be'etzma Yemezeh tells you that there's a din to fast that day. We had other things that I think we touched upon. I just want to mention like this. Look at 17. And I was necessary this. I found in the Sefer, called Tosefos Shabbos. Mishlu quotes him many times. It's a Meidika Sefer written in the 1700s on Shabbos. But he says the Etzem Yisrael like this. I'll just speak it out after we see this halacha. Yei Shem, this is a riff. She'ena yochid oimem neinu ki im b'mincha. Like last week we had a sarah b'tevis. When do we say a neinu? By mincha. Why? Shema, because if you're already by mincha, you figure if you're fasting, you'll probably fast the rest of the day. Shema yachzenu b'umis v'nitzah shaka b'tfilas. Aval shliach tzibor oimem gam b'tfilas shachas ki mismal b'kol ram she'iv shesho l'sana k'tzas me'akal. Right? That's what we say in the morning. That's a regular. Ubaarbet soimes gama yochid oime bechol tfilos. Dafilo yachzen abumus yachol shach shapel meim aneinu biyom tzaymatayinus azeh. Okay, because in other words, kim shetikul chom. In other words, even if you don't fast that day, but it is a yom tainus. So if you're having your own private tainus, a tainus for a parent, let's say, and a person's fasting all day, so then okay, you can't say yom tzaynisenu because he might not fast. But on a regular tainus, the mechaba again, the svaradim do it. They say anenu all three tefillos. Rama says like I'm nagu b'chosher l'amr ki minchuba. Now this is based on the riff, and the riff says over there. I'm just going to read you the riff. Pirsh ba'arves shachas mincha. Right, you say it all three times. Al matzach loyma anenu b'tefillos arves shaminu neshim tovle. Okay, whatever, he goes into that. Zok the ran on this. He says we only fast 12 hours. We fast only during the day. The din is min a din. If you go to sleep on a tainus and you don't have in mind to wake up early, and some reason you do, I guess all of a sudden you realize you want to eat something, have a coffee, you're not allowed to eat because once you went to sleep, that's a kabbalah time. But what do you mean? Tainus is only during the day. So you see, in a few rise that it's called the yom tainus. Even though you only fast 12 days. There's the tzaim is 12 hours, the yom tainus is the whole day. If you write, that's what he says. So he says at Tais Yom Tov that the isser of fasting a Shabbos is not just to have a tzaim 24 hours, it's to be called a yom tainus. If you makabal azay yom, that yom will be 24 hours tainus. You makabal a tainus, in other words, if you go ahead and you makabal tainus on Shabbos, but only during the day, like we do a lot of times, we have. Person wants to fast, right? So you makabel it mincha before. That's a real tainus. So you makabel time for what during the day? It has a shame tainus on it. He says the Tosfos Shabbos, the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, and therefore you're giving Shabbos the name of a yom tainus, and that Shabbos cannot be called. In other words, he learns that the iser is really giving Shabbos the name of a yom tainus. Can't be, and that could be what the Rebbe Simcha says. Be'etzem a yom hazeh. Means be'etzem the day is only during the fast is only during the day. It's not a tinus of 24 hours. It's be'etzem hayom hazeh. That could be pshat in what he means over here. All right, there's other things to go into. We'll start.
Moshe had a tshuva about doing a chasen on
Leil Tassar B'Teves. Oh,
yeah, Shabbat. Salavech disagrees with Moshe. He says, no, there's a
called tinus. Yeah, that's the problem. I know that most people who argue because of that reason.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.